Good Monday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is your host, Tammy Martin. I hope you're having a fabulous morning. It's a beautiful day here in Pensacola. I have the wonderful Keith and Pam with me with Veris Health Partners. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's so good to have you. Did y'all have a good weekend? Did you eat some crawfish?
We did not eat
crawfish. We did not.
No crawfish?
Not this weekend.
What was that, pork?
Smoked
roast or something?
Yeah, smoked. It was really good. Yeah. We went over to some friends.
Ooh.
It was
good,
awesome.
Yep, some good cooking over there.
Wow, well now I'm jealous. I was all the way in Mexico.
Whoa.
So I had some good food over in Mexico. It was pretty good.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah, so do I. That's what's great about going to Mexico. You can eat it every single day.
Yep.
Okay, now I know where I'm going for lunch.
Except needing a paycheck, Keith would work for food.
That's
really?
That's one of my things. If you want me to come see you and you're feeding me, I will clear my schedule.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, well, now we know, Pam. The way to his heart is through his stomach.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on with Veris.
Wow. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, I think we had a couple of things we wanted to go over. It's amazing. May is a month. Many of us, we get out of school some places, like in Florida, and we get ready for summer, and it opens up the avenue for a lot of things. And there's a lot of celebrations that go on in May and a lot of things to awareness items. So we came up with a couple of things we wanted to talk about in that area. But at the same time, people go through a lot of life changes, which also changes health insurances that are available to you. So we have a couple of stories we want to share about that today. So that's what we figure we're going to bring in today. You want me to start or you want to start, Keith?
I'll go ahead and start. This is kind of sticks to me, it seems like, because, you know, we do Medicare, we do individuals and group products, but I'm the individual guy. And one of the things that always seems to gravitate towards me is, unfortunately, you know, good and bad, I find myself helping out people who are in divorce. And because what happens is they lose their coverage on their employer plan or something like that, and always get a call, and they'll be asking me a lot of information out there. So the one thing to just remember is when that situation happens, it's not good usually, because it's a lot of money involved when you're talking about health insurance. And so I'll give you a for instance, even on the military side, when people get a divorce and they're no longer on TRICARE, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. And so we try to go over that with them and provide certain other avenues that they can pay for. Also, it's very good insight for lawyers out there that I think most of them are just capping it off around $600 or something in a divorce program. Mm-hmm. And so more research on that, but usually you can't get a insurance for that much compared to like one of your employer plans. You're more looking like 45 years old to you know, 60 years old. You could be paying $900-1200 a month just for insurance that meets the same one that you had before the divorce. So those are some of the things that we sit down with folks and go over their options with them and get, you know, most of the time it turns out pretty good.
Yeah, and as I say, adding to that, Keith, is we do a lot of educating and researching for people. And when we find if you've been on an employer plan or TRICARE, something where a lot of things are already included in the benefits you have, you don't realize things about deductibles, copays, what's max out of pocket. And those are all things we share with when you all of a sudden have to move away from what was given to you through a spouse with group health insurance or like even with the military with TRICARE. So it's a whole new world of understanding what goes on with the healthcare world and what your costs are, to include a huge change in prescriptions. And we do lots of information on that. We're not going to hit that a lot today. But those are all things that are big changes for you. And so we like to help educate you on what's out there, marketplace, or could be Medicare world, could be cost sharing. But now we take a look at what you need. And I think that's something we've discovered through working with people that are going through these big life changes.
Right. So it's very rewarding to talk about it and say there's always an option for you that you can survive in. And I think we've been pretty good at that. So I find myself, you know, okay, we're doing a good thing for people, and we're you know,
trying to help
give
educate.
Them some peace of mind there.
So let me ask you a question about that just a little bit. We've reviewed that some. Tell me, share a little bit. We've talked about this COBRA and what's up with COBRA when you get off your employer plan, and sometimes you're not ready for Medicare when you come off of COBRA. So you're going to share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, sure. So COBRA stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, and it was actually passed in 1985. Basically, what it's designed to do is, in between jobs, you have the option to pick up the employer plan that you're currently on and carry that through. Now, it can last anywhere from 18 to 36 months. Florida has a unique program. I think it's called Florida Mini plan, and the reason that they developed this is because if you're on a COBRA, it's usually for companies that have 20 or more employees. Well, Florida did something a little bit better. They put it in a Florida mini thing where 2 to 19 employees can go through a COBRA program. So that's kind of cool about Florida, always ahead. And the biggest thing is to remember is when you're on COBRA, there's a couple things, and I'm going to talk specifically for people under 65. So you're paying the full bill for your premium. Most of the employers can range from 90% paying for your health insurance up to the low end is 50. You have to at least pay 50%. So that's a big chunk of money that you're going to have to fork out. So you really have to look in that. So we look at other options for you. Maybe short term's better. Maybe cost sharing's better, or something in that matter. Sometimes people just say, "I'm going to do it on my own," and we even help them do that. So I'm going to self insure. So
does that give me a opportunity to go on the marketplace?
Absolutely. That's right. That's a good point. So. You have 60 days to do that, as well as you have 60 days to choose whether or not you're going to take your COBRA plan. So just keep that in mind. I've had a couple people that, I'm not sure if I'm going to take COBRA. I might get this job, you know. And so they wait. And the trick there is you wait too long, you're going to lose your opportunity. Or if you like, let's say you're in your 45th day and you say, "Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick it up," you'll just have to pay the back pay for the month prior and for that month that you're in. So, and then you can start your 18 months going from that way.
So you go into what we call a special election period.
Yes. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We are here with Veris Health Partners, Pam and Keith. If you would like more information, please go over to verishp.com. They're over on East Cervantes. You can call them at 710-7196. If you have any questions for them, don't hesitate to call 437-1620. So we're talking about, insurances, if you get divorced, you lose your insurance, COBRA, if you lose your job. And so those are great options and ways that people can, benefit from you is calling you up, getting the information, getting on something that's affordable for them at the time.
Yes, perfect.
Yes, and it can be
great way to say it.
Very stressful time your life. Extremely stressful. So that's great you're there for them, and they can call you up and get all the answers that they need.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Any questions you have, because it's like we said, it goes into another world for you when you got to make that kind of transition. So
absolutely.
So given that, did you have anything else you want to share on that special election opportunity? And I think a key thing is remembering your time frames. Comparisons. If you need comparisons, if you decide whether or not Cobra is going to be a right fit for you, you want to get some numbers to see, should I stay on the cost of Cobra? Would the marketplace, you know, an ACA plan work better for me? Prescriptions, again, is a big thing to take into account when you're doing those comparisons.
Yeah, so don't hesitate to call me. I have a soft heart for that because Pam and I have been through that situation too. So we have experience in that. And anyway, if I can help you, I'll be glad to do that if we can help you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, given that, can we share a little bit about what's happening in May?
Gosh, May's crazy.
You know? I feel like in Pensacola, it's just ramping up. Like April comes, and it's like, let's go full force till January of next year.
I think you're right about that. It's just not, just as May is just not about Cinco de Mayo, you know?
Are you sure? Are you positive? I don't know about that.
I was going to say, well, Cinco de Mayo is also a great thing to celebrate as well, for sure. Food.
Yes.
Food. And it's Mexican food, so.
Hey, yeah, and wait a minute. What's Cinco de Mayo all about? Wasn't it something like a revolution or something?
We're like, it's about food.
Yeah. Oh, it's food.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's
who cares?
Mexico celebration. But I do want to recognize a couple other things in May besides some of our fun celebrations as we're breaking out the grills and getting the pools open and all that good stuff for the summer. May is also, and you may see a lot of stuff, is Military Appreciation Month. You see a lot of things going on as far as the military goes. But it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's something a lot of us seem to kind of dismiss when it comes to taking care of ourselves. We sit here, we talk about going to the doctor and getting your medications and all that kind of stuff. Well, included in that is your mental health. So we just want to remind people that this is a good time to think about if you're an employer, how are your people doing? Is it a good time to give them a little boost? You know, just do team building activities, maybe have your own employer picnic, or you and your family just get together and do some things. We were talking, we had some family come in from New York. The kids were on spring break from New York, and we got to play games and go bowling, and we just did a lot of kind of things that you just kind of let go of everything that you do every single day and just go ahead and have some fun. You have some fun doing things that you never even think you would do when you're always listening to work and going to work and all that kind of stuff. We kind of get to have a good time. But also include, of course, we got to include talking about our health plans when we talk about mental health. Take a look at your benefits. There's lots of things that are covered within your medical plans. Things like, especially this includes Medicare. We got to think about our older people as well. If people are alone, you can live alone and maybe not be on Medicare, but we got a lot of elderly people that live alone. Think about their mental health. Think about doing things with them. Just think about other people. But I wanted, as a reminder, some of the things could be like visits to psychiatrists, other doctors, psychologists, nurse specialists, social workers, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. All these kinds of things are also included in a lot of our health plans for seeing specialists. You can get depression screenings, diagnostic tests, family counseling, medication management,
and is Teladoc included in that?
Teladoc, telehealth. A lot of health plans include those kinds of visits as well.
Good.
So we talk about that. That's one thing to be aware of as well. And saying that, we get a newsletter, or we put out a newsletter every month. We did a couple of months back a whole piece on the different kind of telehealth. And given that, there might be some changes in when we had COVID and everything like that. The whole, the whole Teladoc program was very big and very open. While it's still growing, we might see a little bit more changes to that coming with our new plans that come out in the fall. But yes, telehealth is a big part of all that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, especially with mental health. I'm a big mental health advocate. Sometimes it's needed. Instead of going in somewhere, people feel better talking to someone on the phone instead of walking into a facility. So that's great that that's offered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a couple of people that they much prefer that, because you don't want to go there. You don't want to sit in the waiting room. So it's a lot easier to just sit one-on-one via some kind of teleconference. Absolutely. So we definitely want to include things that you can do for your mental health. Not only think about where you can get services if you need them, but just do some fun stuff. I am a big supporter of the whole painting with a twist.
Oh, that
activities.
Is so fun. Yes, that's so fun.
You can do art activities like that. Do a group with that. I'm trying to get my husband to come out and do one with me one of these
days.
We're
starting to lose a wall space. So, I don't know.
Just try a little harder. It's okay.
We're working on it. So we wanted to share that as far as our mental health things go.
There's some new stuff happening out there. I mean, some things, because, you know, we've both been in the military, so we have a lot of military contacts. And one experience I had was I started working with men and women in blue, and they have the same mental health issues that the military does. And then I was, for whatever reason, I was ignorant to it. And so they suffer through PTSD issues. What is it? Dramatic heads.
TBI.
TBI.
Traumatic brain injuries.
Brain injuries. Yeah. Depression and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we've been heavily involved in doing some things out there for mental health. One of them is Healing Host Steps, and that takes therapy. They have a therapist with a horse, and people get it. And the beautiful thing is that one of the carriers does help in pain for that. And if you just heard some of the stories there, it would almost bring you to tears. And then on top of that, it's also the VA has provided some money for that as well, for those people who are in that area.
It's really counseling services with animals is a great thing. And then we've got service animals. There's all kinds of programs like that, mm-hmm. but there's help for you out there. When we talk about mental health awareness, it also is Military Appreciation Month,
right,
which includes thinking about a lot of things, the military, as well as anyone else that's been exposed to things that you need special services for, or just counseling, or just somebody to talk to. So those are all things to think about, but those kind of programs are fun. We like work. It's therapy for us when we go out there and volunteer with the horses.
Yeah.
They are just absolutely amazing, and they're so well trained in what they can recognize. Animals that are service animals do the same thing. They can recognize things about us.
It's really kind of cool. Don't forget about Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Yes.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep. In fact, we, being veterans ourselves, we try to get ourselves a little bit more involved in veteran activities. And May is Veteran Appreciation Month as well. And believe it or not, today, May 1st, is what we call Loyalty Day. And here, it's just an opportunity to reaffirm our loyalty to the U.S. and the American freedom that we have. And believe it or not, I didn't actually realize May 1st celebrated that till I was kind of checking into some of the things that go on in May. There's all kinds of stuff for veterans. We are going to be leaving town, going to a Vietnam veteran reunion over in Melbourne, Florida. That's a really great opportunity to go out to events like that. And other things that we talk about is, like you said, May 12th is Military Appreciation for Spouses. Just think about somebody that you might know that's a military family. What can you do? Invite them somewhere, or, you know, make a dinner for them. Who knows? Just something that we have a lot of businesses and stuff like that. They offer discounts or have special activities for them. Just kind of be aware of things like that that you might be able to participate in. And I know we're going to be going to a military appreciation picnic later in the month. Several places do things like that. So we wanted to kind of open up everybody's eyes to think about those things. And of course, at the end of the month, May 29th, is Memorial Day. So those are all things to be aware of. And one of the biggest things, I just wrote down a whole bunch of thoughts that I got from doing some searching here. Having our American flag is a great way to show our appreciation. It's seeing someone in uniform, hey, thank you for what you do. I have a story. There's one as far as teachers sometimes do special things for people that they know are veterans. And I had a boy that was, I was teaching when I first got out. He made a little plaque for me through his Boy Scout group, and I still have that for military appreciation. So just things like that are just amazing, that you can just, something small you can do to for someone. Reach out to veterans, hire a veteran, just anything that you can think of that supports.
Hey, you forgot to leave, you left one bullet. It should have said, you know, sushi for Keith.
Sushi for Keith.
What happened to Mexican?
I thought it was Mexican.
I like that too.
He likes it all. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Keith and Pam with Veris Health Partners. You can visit their website at verushp.com. That's verushp.com. They are local. You are welcome to give them a call at 710-7196. I wanted to say, too, about mental health, that it looks different for everybody. And so
Absolutely.
If your mental health is, I need to go for a walk by the ocean or be by yourself and, you know, in the woods and go for a walk or whatever it is. For me, it's exercise. Mm-hmm. So find what it is that helps you to feel better.
Absolutely.
And do it. Yep. It's great. And I also have a big heart for the military. I was a military wife for a very long time. And like you said, find a military wife. They're lonely, especially if they're in, you know, in Florida and their family's not here. They have kids, you know, like you said, invite them to the beach or invite them to, you know, do so at the park or make them a meal and just say, hey, we're here for you. It means a lot. Like you said, like the littlest thing means so much. So find someone in your life today that maybe needs a little support.
Absolutely.
I get to work with some military spouses and they're actually rock stars. So, just think about taking care of the family, taking out the budgets, the financial budget, taking care of the house. They're doing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when the service member comes back, now they got to deal with that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. People think that's easy, and it's not.
it does. It's quite a bit. But I'm amazed at some of the abilities they have. And there's lots of people out there that are doing this well. So. And I'd put them in charge of a company, man.
Yeah, true. they can run a business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
I completely agree. I've been there, and it's a lot. You have to literally take care of everything. And then for the spouse especially, you still have the burden of the spouse not with you in the process of all that.
Yeah.
It's always in the back of your mind. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it even more stressful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's great. You have many ways of support for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have so much stuff that can support them, resources for them. Like I said, verushp.com. Their phone number is 710-7196. If you have a quick question for them, you can text or call 437-1620.
Great. Great.
Awesome.
Yes, and don't forget it is May, which is Cinco de Mayo, but more importantly, it is May is Mental Health Month. Make sure you take care of your mental health, and Military Appreciation Month. So find someone in your life, a veteran or someone who's actively serving, and show them how much you appreciate them. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure having you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Stay tuned. We have Ballinger Publishing. You don't want to miss this, because last week we talked about who won the cover of the latest issue, and I'm really curious to know if they told her or not. So stay tuned.